If God has been good to us, there must be joy in our hearts. I believe that the Christians, the believers, are the most joyful people in the world. Right? So, let us continue to be joyful, even in our giving. Let giving be a joyful moment para sa aton. Right? If you have your Bibles, kindly turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. Right? We also would like to welcome the husband of Cecilia Ray back from the sea. Right. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to verse 30. Two scriptures for today, and the other one is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Let's read Matthew 8, 20 to 30. This is one of the most familiar scriptures, okay, that we know. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And this whom He predestined, He also called. And this whom He called, He also justified. And this whom He justified, He also glorified. And another verse is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. It says, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself." Father, we come to You, Lord. I pray that, Lord, You just open our minds. And Holy Spirit, come and anoint Thy word. I hide behind the cross today, Lord. I am unworthy. But as I share Your word today, speak also to me and speak to Your people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, once again, good morning to everyone. I believe that many of us, just like others, we want to know what will happen to us, what will be our destiny. So it seems that every new generation has a growing desire to know their purpose in life and to understand why they are here on planet Earth. Even within the church, there is a growing desperation for Christians to know their future or destiny. Many religions in the world teach that all major events in a person's life, such as birth, marriage, illness, accidents, and death, are predestined and a result of faith. That means damosubong sang teachings that paswerte ang kabuhi sang tao, or on the other hand, naplastar na ang aton kabuhi, so we cannot do anything about it anymore. The enemy is hell-bent on rendering every Christian powerless. If he can get us to think that everything is a result of some predetermined cosmic reason, and events in our life are beyond our power, then the devil has won a decisive victory with far-reaching consequences, because he has persuaded us to experience life as a victim rather than as a victor with the freedom to make choices. It means that the enemy, the devil, wants us to believe that we have no choice. Everything is set, so you have to bear with it. And once a person believes on that, the enemy starts to have his victory. The truth is that destiny is not a future issue, but rather a faith issue. It is not about your future will happen to your future, but it is your faith now. It is about your faith now. Jesus commanded every Christian not to worry about tomorrow. If Jesus is so concerned, I mean, if Jesus wants us to be so concerned about our tomorrow, he would have said, worry about your tomorrow, but he said, do not worry about your tomorrow. Many of us are so concerned about our tomorrow, but God knows about our tomorrow. There is an old song that says, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry about the future, for I know what is ahead. Every day, he walks beside me, for he knows what is ahead. As Jesus commanded us not to worry about tomorrow, it means he wants us to live for today. Do not worry about tomorrow. Live for today. Matthew 6:34 tells us, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. If you still think about tomorrow and worry about tomorrow, is today's problem not enough for you? Nga maminsar, kapas ang buwas ng problema, kung hindi mo na gani masarangan ang problema mo subong. So Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Wondering about what the future holds or seeking after a prophetic word is no different than worrying about tomorrow. Why are you so worried about your tomorrow? Why you run after prophecies? You look for prophets to come so that they can download a word for you about your future. But that is already worrying about your tomorrow. In reality, there is no tomorrow because when tomorrow comes, it becomes today. So prepare today. Trusting faith is not about when or what could or should have been. Trusting faith is about living in the moment. Breath by breath, depending completely on the Lord to care for everything. You live today because you depend on God to care for today. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 tells us, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Brothers and sisters, you cannot breathe enough air today for tomorrow. You mean, makasupot ka sang hangin today para reserba mo buwas? And you have used up all that was needed yesterday. Ang hangin nga ginaginhawa mo subong is hangin today, hindi ang hangin sang kagapon. So you must learn to live your life day by day, breath by breath, in trusting faith in Jesus. We need to plan our lives like Jesus is not coming back for 100 years, but live our lives like He is coming not tomorrow, but live our lives like He is coming back today. That should be our preparation. So this morning, the title of my sharing is Secured in Our Destiny. We want our destiny to be secured. We want our future to be secured. Like parents, we work. We earn. Because we want to prepare for the future of our children. So is there hope? Is our future secure? So secured in our destiny. What makes our destiny secure? Number one, let us talk about the call of God. Number two, the concept of God. And number three, the command of God. Those who receive Jesus, my Bible tells me, those who receive Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord are predestined to spend eternity with Him. And those who do not, the Bible also tells me, those who do not receive Him are predestined to spend eternity separated from Him. Plain and simple, life is what you make it. It is really self-fulfilled prophecy, determined by every choice made and the consequences of those choices. We choose. We are the one who choose. We are the one who makes decisions. Predestination does not mean that God has the moment-by-moment existence of every person completely planned out for them, and that He unveils each day. That is called fatalism and is not a trusting faith concept. We trust God. We do something today, and it results tomorrow. It results the next day. So live day by day, breathe day by day, plan for each day. What makes our destiny secure? Number one, we are secured in our destiny when we respond to the call of God. Again, we are secured in our destiny when we respond to the call of God. Predestination does not mean that God had already or has already determined the outcome of everything, as well as who will go to heaven and who won't. What I mean is that predestination does not mean that God already set who is going to heaven or who is going to hell. It's not that. Because God knows everything, both actual and possible. He knows the beginning from the end because God is omniscient. He knows what choices a person will make, yet He waits patiently for them to make their choices. God knows what you will do in advance, but He is waiting for you to do it. God knows what will be your choice, and He is waiting for you to choose it. When a person chooses to receive Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord, they receive all of the promises of God. So when you are called to be Savior, called for salvation, and you responded to that call, you receive Jesus into your life as your Savior and Lord, you also receive all of the promises of God. And the Bible tells us that God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God foreknew mankind before He determined to save them, in spite of their future sins and failures, which He has known from eternity past. God determined to save you, but you need to respond to His call. God determined purpose to save us, but we must respond to His call. You are called and were chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ. We are called for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. 1 Peter 1:2. We are all called. Just like what the most famous verse in the Bible, "For God so loved the world." God loved us all. God has called us all for salvation. This call of God is an expression of divine grace. God has been gracious to us. Despite that you are a sinner, we were enemies of God, but God extended His grace and He called us. It alone does not save. However, not everyone answers God's general call by calling upon Him. That's why the Bible still tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That means God loves you all. And whosoever believes on Him, because not everyone would believe, but whosoever believes on Him will have eternal life. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:25, again, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. God's call upon my life is His grace. And my response to Him is also by His grace. The chosen ones, the chosen are those who are objects of God's effectual call. They are called according to God's purpose. It is God's direct will that these called receive all that is involved in His gift of salvation. It is God's desire that people He called will be involved in this gift of salvation. It is God's desire for all of us to be saved. God has predetermined that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He has not determined that the destiny of some people would be separation from Him. But He, according to 1 Timothy 2:3-6, He wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. So sometimes people have this doctrine that not only one save, all save. Like the moment you receive Jesus today, even if you sinned, you will still go to heaven. There is one doctrine like that. And there is also one doctrine that says, no matter how you decide, it is still up to God. He already has the record of who will go to heaven. So if your name is not there, you will not go to heaven. Okay? So there was a debate. So during debates, one of the debates that we had, I just used this. How about the John 3:16? For God so loved the world, He loved everyone. That He gave His only begotten Son. Para sa kay sinugin send ni ang sang Diyos ang iya begotten Son. For all. That whosoever, it means not all, whosoever lang believes in Him shall have everlasting life. So that means, all of us, we are responsible for what we are doing now. We are also responsible for our own destiny. Yes, God predestined us to be saved, but it is still those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our destiny is secured when we respond to God's call. Are you responding? God has so many calls upon our lives. One of them is a call for salvation. Are you responding to that call? Another call is the call to repentance. Are you repenting? Another call is the call to commit yourself. Are you committing yourself to God? Another call is the call to forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, do not destroy your destiny by not responding to God's call upon your life. So our destiny is secured when we respond to God's call. Secondly, we are secured in our destiny when we conform to, number two, the concept of God. Is our life, is what we are doing in conformity to the plan or concept of God? Concept means mental blueprint of God. I call it mental blueprint in the mind of God. It talks about God's plan. We all know sa mga constructions, blueprints are very important. Okay? If you are involved in construction, a blueprint is very important. Any construction should conform to the concept. The blueprint is the concept, is the idea. It should be followed. The foreman should understand the concept before he can implement. Our church, we are planning to build another structure outside. And my uncle told me, before we build, If you've already decided on the foreman, kung sino mangingin foreman, please let me talk to the foreman so that I can explain this concept. I can explain this plan because he was the one who designed it. So if ever the elders want to have something change, they also have to explain it to the foreman. Otherwise, the construction will be different. We have to be conformed to the concept so that we can do it properly. So for our lives, we have to be conformed to the concept of God, to the plan of God. God, in His infinite wisdom and love, has a specific concept or plan for each of our lives. This concept is not a rigid blueprint, but a dynamic journey that unfolds as we walk with Him. Our journey with God is step by step. Because if God opens everything for us, we will be frightened, definitely. He opens our life step by step. He unfolds our journey step by step. It is a journey that is unique to each of us, shaped by our individual experiences, gifts, and callings. Ephesians 1:11 tells us that even before we were born, God had already given us our destiny. This implies that our lives are not a series of random events, but a purposeful journey orchestrated by God. That means when God planned for your journey, planned for your life, He has already planned all the good things for you. Our destiny is not something that we have to strive to create or achieve on our own. It is a gift from God, a part of His grand design. Yes, God has given us this gift. He has prepared everything for us. And yes, we need to follow His concept in order to fulfill what God has been planning for us. I thank God for His concept over my life. I didn't know what His plans were. But God did not just call me. He also planned for me. Brothers and sisters, there are things that you are going through today that you may not understand. Later on, you will be able to understand. God will open your eyes and you will understand God's concept for you. Why you went through that circumstances. Why you went through those circumstances? Why you are going through this problem now? Sometimes you think, is it my sin? Is it God's plan for me? Now we don't understand, but later on we will understand that whatever God plans, whatever God allows is for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. I always believe on that. That's why I never gave up. I never gave up because I know whether in pain or in joy, God has a purpose for me. However, it is important to understand that God's plan for our destiny is not always about achieving worldly success or avoiding suffering. Sometimes it involves going through trials and tribulations. So I said, I thank God for those trials and tribulations. Now I understand why I had them. The Bible is filled with stories of people like Job. Job suffered so much. Joseph suffered so much. And even Paul in the New Testament. They faced immense suffering. But through it all, God's concept for their destiny was being fulfilled. So even in our darkest moments, God is working out His concept for our destiny. We must know that everything that happens to us is already in the mind of God. Do you conform to God's plan, or are you having your own plan? The third point, we are secured in our destiny when we fulfill the command of God. When we obey His command. When we fulfill His mandate. No Christian needs to wait on the Lord or hear a prophetic word to know what their ministry is. We thank God for the 2025 camp with our SP where we had our invited speakers, guest speakers, Pastor James Singh and his wife, Sister Rosie, Pastor Mike Picone and Pastor Pat. We thank them for the ministry. But then, some of us, we also had this thought that maybe they can tell me what my ministry should be. And there could be some of us that you expect another thing. And the prophecy or the download for you is another thing. So which is which? Which is right? Which is wrong? So as Christians, frankly speaking, we already have the word to tell us what we should do. We cannot wait for prophets or for any prophetic word in order for us to know our ministry. God has already released all of us. The moment we receive Jesus into our lives, the moment we understand God's concept, God had already released us into the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. We are called for reconciliation. Jesus proclaimed at the start of His ministry, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Here in this passage, Jesus is actually declaring the ministry of reconciliation, because He came to reconcile the world to God. But this passage in Luke 4, 18 to 19 was taken from the book of Isaiah in the New Testament. Isaiah chapter 61. And this passage that Jesus read in Luke chapter 4 actually has a continuation in Isaiah 61. But when Jesus took the scroll and read the scroll, the people were surprised. Because Jesus stopped here to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He did not mention the wrath of God. Because when it continues, the Bible tells us in Isaiah, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Why did Jesus just like cut it? Because Jesus is more interested in reconciling the world to God than pouring God's wrath on people. So we have all this, the message of reconciliation. Sharing the message of reconciliation is of utmost importance to God. It is the very reason Jesus left the Father's side and all the comforts of heaven to walk among us and die for us all. This is why He gave the ministry of reconciliation. God wants us to share in reconciling the world to Himself in Christ as ambassadors of forgiveness to the world. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 21. Once a person is reconciled to God, they have the assurance that their friendship with God will never end. So we receive the call of God. We follow the concept of God. And we obey the command of God. We have the assurance that our friendship with God will never end. The Apostle Paul was absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is the assurance. Why we are secured in our destiny? Because God gave us the assurance. The ultimate destiny of the Christian is to gaze upon the beauty of God for all of eternity. That is our ultimate destiny. That one day we will face God. We will be with God face to face. The Bible tells us, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in this temple." Do we have that desire that one day we will behold God face to face? We will behold our loving Savior face to face? Until now, we do not know how Jesus looks like. Okay? Nobody knows how Jesus looked like. Even though there were stories, there were movies or videos that shows us, you know, those who died, they said, and then they came back, and then they, you know, they paint a picture of Jesus. But I believe it's not the perfect picture of Jesus. I don't know how Jesus looked like. They say, even the Bible tells us, that Jesus looked ordinary. The Bible tells us that when you look to him once, you will not look to him again. That means, hindi siya guwapo. Kay kung guwapo siya, matulo kaliwat. Diba? Kung makakita ka guwapa, matulo kaliwat. Diba? Pero kung lawa ay nakita mo, wala ka nagatulo kaliwat. Okay, that is what is written in Isaiah. Hindi naman siya guwapo. Pero, based on the deeds of Jesus, though hindi ko magpati, hindi siya gwapo. Hindi ko magpati. Based on His wondrous work, based on His love, based on His care, based on His sacrifice, I cannot believe that He just looked ordinary. That's why I am excited. One day I'll see Him face to face. That is God's ultimate destiny for us. To meet our Lord Jesus, who gave His life for us, face to face. Our destiny in this life is to be conformed into the likeness of Jesus. It is our desire that one day we will meet Him face to face. But now we are still living here on earth. What are we going to do to conform into the likeness of Jesus? So that we can fulfill the great commandment, we can fulfill the great commission, by proclaiming and declaring the goodness of God through the ministry of reconciliation to everyone we meet at the moment we meet them. We thank God for the first group who went for the essential commission. You just did the ministry of reconciliation. You just didn't give them food packs. But you tried to reconcile them to God. You did what God expects of us. And I also believe that for the next essential commission groups, we can even do much, much greater. Because this day, you hear that you are called for the ministry of reconciliation. Share the good news. Don't wait until you are confirmed about your ministry and then you share the good news. Fulfilling God's command or mandate is done through the way we live our lives and treat those around us today. In our small Changi, in a DPWH, there is one guy, this there is this man who is a polio victim. Okay, you know, a polio victim, ilang ati ilbla, nagakupos na. I really pity him. That's why every time we go back home, we prepare some food for him. We always give him food, but sometimes nahuya man siya. Kay basi, magpaminsan siya blang, pabigat kami siya. But no. He said, naluoy kami sa iya. So we give him food. And he becomes very respectful. And one day, I believe that we can have a Bible study in that place. Because they are nice to us. What can we share the best? What can we share best for them? Share them the good news of salvation. So treat others well. Fulfill God's mandate through the way we live and by treating others well. Because Jesus lived in absolute trusting faith, we are able to live in trusting faith. Sometimes we find it difficult. We say, paano ko na ubrahon man? It's quite difficult for me. But it is possible. Because Jesus did it, we are also able to do it. No matter what choices we make, or paths we take, or what comes our way today or tomorrow, we are still able to live in trusting faith. The great and merciful Heavenly Father has a marvelous destiny laid out for those who trust in Him. That is to assure us of our destiny. He says again, His plans are for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. You will find me when you seek me, if you look for me in earnest. Jeremiah 29:11-13. When we move in the realm of deep, intimate communion with God, we lose our desire to know our destiny in this life because we are already living with our eternal destiny, who is Jesus. When you live for Jesus, when you have Jesus, you don't worry about anything. You don't have to ask over your destiny because your destiny is secured. Deep and passionate intimacy with God leads to the abandonment of all self-interest and causes the casting off of all selfish cares and concerns. Sometimes, my mind runs, you know, wild. And I see people, they look for prophets and then ask the prophets to declare to them kung anong ilang ministry. What for? For what? To show for people to know nga you are a prophet, you are a pastor, you are a leader, or whatever kind of ministry. We don't need to have that. Because Jesus wants us to be content with nothing else but Him alone. The enemy is rendered powerless as we empty ourselves of worldly dreams, desires, understanding, fears, and concerns. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We have our destiny secured. In conclusion, our destiny is secured in Christ. When we respond to His call, when we conform to His plan, and when we fulfill His commands, our destiny is secured. Maybe one of the reasons why you are so afraid about your future is because you have not been living right before God. Maybe you have turned your backs on your calling. Or you have become angry with God for the sufferings you went through. Or maybe you are afraid because you have not really been obedient to God. All right, today, let's say you failed. Let's say you failed, but that does not mean it has ended. That your failure does not mean your end. There is a chance and a hope for you. They say, diba, they say, to err is human. Yeah, you have errors because you are human. Let us all admit it today. Many of us, if not all, were one time in error, but God did not abandon you. We were one time or many times in error before, but God did not abandon you. God does not change His mind concerning you. I am thankful that God is like that. Despite my failure, He did not change His mind on me. People may say all kinds of things against me, but God never changed His mind about me. People may say all things of all evil against you, but God has never changed His mind about you. Today, we are blessed with so much grace. As Jeremiah says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." This promise, of course, the correct interpretation of this promise is that this promise is for Israel. Okay? This promise is to give hope to the children of Israel who were in captivity or who will be in captivity. They will be brought to Babylon. But God promised them, "I will give you a new future, a better future, a good future." It was for the children of Abraham. But are we not the children of one who is greater than Abraham? Amen. If God promises the children of Abraham to give them a better future, are we not the children of the one who is greater than Abraham? We have become God's children through Jesus Christ. Therefore, our destiny in Jesus is secured. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all bow our heads, close our eyes.